Today's Amud is Beitza Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of the Amud. So says the Mishnah, Mevi'in Eitzim min Asadeh u'min HaMechunas. So if a person wants to bring in Eitzim, we're talking about now wood that's detached, so there's no problems of Kaitzer or any sort of Malacha. We're dealing with an issue of Muksa, the way Rashi learns. So says the Mishnah that if a person wants to bring wood into his house on Yom Tov, he wants to use it to make a barbecue. So the halacha is that he can bring it from the sada, from an open area, as long as it's mina mechunis, as long as the wood is all gathered together in a pile. If the wood is all gathered together, so then we say it must be his das was on it. So then even though it's in an open area, which typically you would say is less designated, but if it's mechunis, if it's all together, so then we say that it is designated. And if it's from an enclosed area, a karpef in this context just means any sort of enclosed area. If it's from an enclosed area, so then afilu min hamafuzer, even if the wood is not gathered together. In other words, there are two types of milas that the Mishnah is discussing when it comes to making it that the wood is not muksa. One is that the wood is gathered. Another is that the wood is situated in an enclosed area. And the Tanakhama of the Mishnah is saying that you only need one of those two milas. So if it's in an open area, if it's in a sada, so then as long as it's gathered, you're good to go. And if it's in an enclosed area, so then even if it's scattered, you're good to go. You just need one of those two milas, and then the wood is not considered muksa, and you could bring it into your house. Now says the Mishnah, Ezuhu Karpef, what type of Karpef? In other words, how far away could this Karpef be? This enclosed area that we say automatically, since the wood is in an enclosed area, it's not Muksa. Even if it's scattered, how far away could it be? If you have a Karpef that's very far, L'chaira, your Das is not on it. So how far away could this Karpef be? So says the Mishnah, Kol Shesamuch L'ir Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Karpef could be Samuch L'ir. Samuch L'ir, the Rishonim speak out. It means within the Ibura Yishal Ir, which is a concept that we had in Mesechus Erevin. Within the Ibur of the city means within 70 Amos from the end of the city. Within 70 Amos and a little bit from the end of the city, we'll just call it 70 Amos. So within 70 Amos from the end of the city, that's how far away this Karpef could be. If the Karpef is farther than 70 Amos, so then it's not going to help you the fact that it's in a Karpef. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaisi says that no, kol shenichnas in lay bepesachas. Anything that's locked up and you get into it with a key, vafila besoich tchum Shabbos, even if it's farther than 70 Amos away, even if it's within the tchum Shabbos, which is up to 2,000 Amos away, even then that's considered a karpef that the wood is not going to be muksa, and we'll see more when we get to the Gemara what exactly the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi is, because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't seem to mention anything about a key, so what does each one hold about, and what does Rabbi Yaisi hold about Samach L'ir? Does Samach L'ir also need a key? Does Rabbi Yaisi need both? We'll see when we get to the Gemara what exactly the two shitas are, but they have a machlaikas about what is considered a karpef in this context. So now says the Gemara, we mentioned in the Mishnah that all you need is one mila, either that it should be gathered or that it should be in a karpef, like we mentioned before. So now says the Gemara, I'm Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel seems to be chaylik on our Mishnah, and he says that no, ein mevi'in eitzim ela min hamechunasin shebekarpef. You need both things to your advantage. It needs to be both that the wood is gathered and that it's inside of a karpef. It's in an enclosed area, and unless you have both of these milas, the wood is considered muksa, and you cannot bring it into your house on Yom Tov. Ask the Gemara, Shmuel's in Amayra. How could he argue on our Mishnah? Vanan tenan, mina karpef, vafila minav mefuzarim. You just need one maila. And if it's in an enclosed area, the wood could even be scattered. So you see, you just need one maila. So how could Shmuel argue on our Mishnah? So says the Gemara, masnis en yichidahi. Because Einachanami Shmuel is arguing on our Mishnah. How could Shmuel argue on our Mishnah? Because Shmuel understood that our Mishnah is a das yachid. This idea that you only need one maila, that's a das yachid. And the chachamim, are chaylik. The rabbim are chaylik, and really you need both things to your advantage. Now, how did Shmuel know? Where did he get it from? That our Mishnah is a das yachid. Our Mishnah doesn't seem to mention any man diomar. It just says as a stam Mishnah that you could be mevi'in eitzim and asadim and amachunas or min akarpev afilim and amafuzer. It doesn't mention any names. So where did Shmuel get it from that our Mishnah is a das yachid? The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, that Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Reb Shimon ben Elazar said, apparently there was a machlokes beishame beisilel, what you need to make it that the wood is not muksa, and they didn't argue. They both agreed that when it comes to wood that's gathered in a sada, meaning you have both things going against you. Number one, it's scattered, and number two, it's in an open area. So that both Beishami and Beisil agreed she'ein mevi'in, that that wood is considered a muksa, and you cannot bring it into your house on Yom Tov. And they also both agreed v'ala mechunasin shebekarpev, that if you have both things to your advantage, it's mechunas, it's gathered together, and it's inside of a karpev, it's in an enclosed area, shemevien. So in such a case, you could bring the wood when you have both things to your advantage. Aman nechluku, where did Beishami and Beisol argue? Shebez ala mefuzarin shebe karpev, vala mechunas and shebe sadeis. When you only have one to your advantage, it's scattered, but it's inside of a karpev, it's in an enclosed area. Or it's gathered, it's gathered together, but it's in an open area, it's in a sada. So when you only have one to your advantage, Shebeishame Aimrim La Yavi, Beishame says you can't bring it into your house, Ubeisil Aimrim Yavi, and Beisil says that you could bring it into your house. Now the town of our Mishnah is like Beisil of this Braisa, that even if you just have one to your advantage, you could bring it in. Now Beisil is not a Das Yachid. So what makes our Mishnah a Das Yachid? The answer is because the Braisa starts off, this whole Braisa started off, Amma Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Which means that this was just Reb Shimon ben Elazar's version of the Machlekes Beishami and Beisilo. So according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar in Echanami, Reb Shimon ben Elazar will tell you that our Mishnah is Beisilo. But from the fact that the Braisa opens up Am Reb Shimon ben Elazar, it's mashma that the Chachamim are Chaylik. So this might have been the Das Yachid, Reb Shimon ben Elazar's understanding of the Machlekes, but the Chachamim are Chaylik, and says Shmuel, the Chachamim hold, now you need both things, even according to Beis Hillel, you need both things to your advantage. It needs to be both that the wood is gathered together, and also that the wood is in a karpe if it's in an enclosed area. Amar Rava, nu alacha, Rava said, then Ali Kanim v'Ali Gefanim, now when it comes to the leaves of reeds or grapevines, so the common denominator between these two types of leaves is the fact that they're very light. They're very light, and the wind could blow it away very easily. So when it comes to, says Rava, when it comes to Ali Kanim v'Ali Gefanim, afal pi d'michan filuhu u'maisvei, even if you have them all gathered together and sitting in a pile, still, kaven d'imad lezika, since if a wind would come, it would blow it away, mevader luhu, it's going to blow it away, since if a wind blows, kaven d'imad lezika, if a wind blows, mevader luhu, so the leaves will get blown away, so therefore, kemefuzarim damu, there's always going to be like a din of mefuzarim, even when you have these leaves in a pile, it's always going to have the status of mefuzarim, v'asur, and it's going to be asur to bring it into your house, because your das is not on it, even when normally when something's in a pile, so we say it's not muksa, your das is on it. But when it comes to these leaves, being that the person who would potentially be using it, he knows that if a wind comes, they're all blown away. They'll all get blown away. So he doesn't even view them as being in a pile, even when they're in a pile. And therefore his das is not on it. It always has a din of mefuzarim. The isnach mana me'es malolayu. However, if he puts a paperweight, if he puts a heavy kli on top of it, to make it that the wind doesn't blow it away, so then shapir dami, so then it's going to be considered like it's piled, then it would be like a din of wood that's piled, and he would potentially be able to bring it into his house on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara now. So now we said that we would get back to the Machlokes at the end of the Mishnah, so that's what the Gemara is going to do now. We mentioned in the end of the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says that anything that's samuch le'ir, that's considered a karpif, which we said means that it's within 70 amos. And Rabbi Yaisi says anything that you go in with a lock and key, even if it's at the end of the tchum, even if it's within 2,000 amos. So now says the Gemara, we mentioned in the Mishnah, Zu karpif v'chulu, that yibayluhu, Says the Gemara, we have a Shaila. Heichi Kamar. How exactly are we going to understand this Machlokes? More specifically, the Gemara is going to focus on Rabbi Yaisi. What did Rabbi Yaisi mean when he said, Kol shenichnasin lai bepesachas, even if it's 2,000 amos away? The Gemara is going to present two options, and we'll see that Gemara's Teretz is really going to be almost a third option. But says the Gemara, the two options are like this. Maybe Rabbi Yaisi meant, Kol shesamach le'ir, v'hu de'islei pesachas. That Rabbi Yehuda, first going to Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, when he said Kol shesamach le'ir, he meant, even if it has a key, even if it's something that you get in with a lock and key, and therefore it's very designated, still it's not considered a karpef unless it's also samach li'ir. You need two things to your advantage. It needs to be very close, it needs to be samach, and it also needs to be something that you get in with a key. That's what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say. Va'asa Rabbi Yaisi le'meimar. And then Rabbi Yaisi is coming to say that no, kaven disle paisachas. He's talking about a case with a key. Once you have a key, afilu b'tzoich tchom Shabbos. So then it could be even 2,000 amos away. And Rashi speaks out. And if it's you don't have a key, so then in chanami. So then samach works by itself. Meaning Rabbi Yaisi is being chalik on two nekudais. And Rabbi Yaisi is very makel. Rabbi Yaisi holds that you just need one thing to your advantage. So if it's samach, you don't even need a key. And if you have a key, you could even be up to 2,000 amos away. So maybe that would be one way to understand the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yehuda needs both things to your advantage. It needs to be with a key and samach. Rabbi Yaisi says, no, if you have a key, it could even be far away. And it could also be close, and then you don't need to have a key. Aydoma, or perhaps, Hachikamar. Maybe this is the machlokes. That Rabbi Yehuda was saying, Kol shesamach le'ir, bein de islei paisachas, bein de laslei paisachas. That Rabbi Yehuda was coming to say, Samach Le'ir by it stands alone. Samach Le'ir, that's its own, its own independent heter. It doesn't matter if you have a key, you don't have a key. Once something is Samach Le'ir, so that's, and it's an enclosed area, so that's the definition of a karpef in our context. Once it's Samach Le'ir, and that's it. It doesn't matter about the key. Va'as Rabbi Yaisi lemeimar, and to that Rabbi Yaisi was coming to say, not really a kula or a chomer, it's both. Rabbi Yaisi was coming to say, first of all, I'm more mekel than you. Afilu b'seich chom Shabbos. It doesn't have to be samach. It can even be up to 2,000 amos away. However, Rabbi Yaisi is also more machmir, and he says v'dafka d'islei pesachas, but only if you could get in with a lock and key. If you don't get in with the key, so then afilu samach le'ir nami loy. So then even samach's not going to help you. So Rabbi Yehuda says that it just needs to be samach. That's the definition of a karpif. Rabbi Yaisi says, no, there's no requirement of samach. The only requirement is a lock and key. Lock and key and zet, and that's it. And then it could even be up to 2,000 amos away. And if you don't have a lock and key, you can't even be samach. It just matters about the key. So Rabbi Yehuda says only the samach matters, and Rabbi Yaisi says only Pesachas matters. So those are the two ways of understanding the Machlokes in our Mishnah. So what is Taka the Pshat in our Mishnah? It says the Gemara Tashma will bring a Raya from the Lashon of the Mishnah. Midiketani Rabbi Yaisi Oimer, from the fact that the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yaisi says, Kol shenichnasin lai b'Pesachas, anything that you go in with a key, v'afilu b'soich shum Shabbos, even if it's within 2,000 amos. Now, Shmami no, Rabbi Yaisi tarti lakula kamar, Shmami no. So you see Rabbi Yaisi was saying two things lakula, like the first version. Rashi explains that if Rabbi Yaisi really held that the only factor was the key, so then Rabbi Yaisi would just say, Kol shenichnasim lai b'paisachas. We asked, what's considered a karpif in this context? So Rabbi Yaisi should just say, anything that you go in with a key. Why does Rabbi Yaisi then stress, even if it's at the end of the Tchum Shabbos? Even as long as it's within the Tchum Shabbos. Just say anything that you go in with the key. If that's the only factor, so then I know you never mentioned anything about distance. The distance doesn't matter. It just has to be, obviously, if it's out of the Tchum, it's out of the Tchum, and there's nothing to talk about. So just mention the fact that you have to go in with the key. If that was Rabbi Yaisi's only factor, so just mention the key. So it explains Rashi, what the Gemara means to say is that from the fact that Rabbi Yaisi also mentioned that as long as it's within the Tchum Shabbos, even if it's just within the Tchum Shabbos, it must be Rabbi Yaisi was coming to say two things, Lakula. Number one is anything with a key. Anything with a key, so then even if it's 2,000 amos away, it's not considered muksa, and you could bring it into your house. It's considered a karpef at least. And then two, that if you're samach, then you don't even need a Pesachas. If you have a Pesachas, even Tchum Shabbos it's mutter. If you don't have a key, so then samach is going to be okay. That's what the Gemara means to be medayik, that the sheet of Rabbi Yossi is tarti lekula, which is like the first tzad in the Gemara's suffix. That was the first possibility the Gemara brought up. However, Rashi adds, and this is not in the Gemara directly, but Rashi somehow, I'm not sure exactly where Rashi saw this from, but Rashi says that now what's the Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? The Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is like the second version. From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda never mentioned anything about a key, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda just said anything that's samach, it must be Rabbi Yehuda doesn't require a key, he just requires samach. So that's like the second version of the Gemara suffix, so that's the machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says anything that's samach, and that's it, that's the only thing that matters. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, anything with a key, even Tchum Shabbos, it's going to be okay. I'm asking to you, samach is okay, but even something that's not samach, even something that's Tchum Shabbos, if you have a key, that's also going to be mutter. And bottom line says the Gemara, Amar Rav Sela, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Halacha, Rabbi Yossi, Lahako, that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi Lakula, that's both things Lakula. If it's Samach, you don't need a key. If you have a key, it could even be within 2,000 Amos. And in any one of those two cases, that's considered a Karpef in this context.